The verdant jungle of Menga is mostly untamed. As untamed as something at the edge of the UGC colonization rush can be. The creatures near to town are mostly non-dangerous. The local defenses and drones can't be set to prune everything out. And so, creatures that are not dangerous, or only dangerous when someone is very determined to put themselves in danger, are left unpruned. And people are paying well for local flora. So you're out gathering plants.
Come over here, warrior,
comes the heckle of the Vanay huntress in the distant woods.
Hey, cutie, come play with us.
The Zill hunters are near, but it seems none of them are going to try to tempt you directly, nor are they coming within range to afflict you with their pheromones. Good. You go about your business gathering local fauna, finding only the ripest fruit in the underbrush. Many of the local fruit have useful medicinal properties. So you're happy to take these to the town doctor this time, though the local pub also makes delicious food and drink from them. I have something ripe for you, you know, juicier than those. In the near distance, you hear a voice that has a different quality. Less harsh and abrasive than the locals usually are. Is some other traveler from the town offering you something? You turn and look behind you. You turn back to continue plucking fruit from the bush when you find yourself face to face with a pair of luscious, bouncy assets. Specifically, a woman with very smooth, shiny green skin is standing 6, maybe 8 feet away. She is bent provocatively at the waist, displaying massive melons with darker green nipples, completely pert, erect, and yes, glistening with some sweet-looking crystalline substance. Juicy. Well, you had been out here plucking fruit, and some part of your mind is very dialed in to big, bouncy, shiny fruit. Want to come over here, stud? But you're not foolish enough to come nearer. She's definitely not a local, as evidenced by the vines running all around her body and vanishing into the undergrowth around her. The plant woman slowly bounces her breasts, lifting them, her fingers digging in and showing off how plush and pliable those tits are. Then they drop. An impossible buoyancy, more suggestive of a plant cytoplasm than ordinary flesh. Then again, who are you to judge? Considering who you've met and laid with. Oh well, it can't hurt to watch. You make your excuse, that you've too much to do, but that she's lovely and you appreciate the view. Well, if I'm not going to get to taste you directly, and if you're not going to taste me, at least allow me to convince you. It really is very sweet, you know. She trails a finger through that slick, crystallizing fluid on her tits and brings one laden finger to her mouth. Her long digits are not green like the rest of her. The plant becomes darker, almost black along her fingertips. Her nails are bright pink, though you know, of course, that must be a petal or other plant-like marker as well. Her tongue, she has one, long, pink like a flower, licking that sweetness from her fingers. You feel envy. But the moment she begins to suck her finger, she bounces her tits again and draws your attention back. Well, don't let me distract you. I'm sure you have prettier things to look at. You click your tongue, protesting, refusing to be pulled in by such a simple bait. But you do look at her bouncing breasts, bouncing, glistening. A few more droplets escape from those nipples, each a few inches long. They taste so good in your mouth. Good for me. Good for you. Drinking it down. Tasting it. It'd be so tasty. Nothing you're finding over there will be as good as something you could have easily. Why hunt? Why struggle? Why try to find what's right over here, waiting behind? She runs one hand down her side, down her thigh, onto her butt, and slaps it very gently. That cytoplasmic flesh jiggles and shakes, presenting another asset for you to be distracted by, drawing your attention. You see that her legs are linked to a flower which is connected to those vines running away into the ground. But the division is well below her dripping and exposed pussy, dripping with a viscous thin coating of nectar, sap, amber. No way to know, but it looks different from the sweet stuff on her tits, though no less tempting. And when she said behind, you were turning back to your fruit, turning your attention back to your task, and now it's back on her, and she continues to speak. Some words flicker past your notice, lost in the rustle of leaves and the stirring of trees, but enough makes it through that it still seems such an interesting idea to keep your focus on her glistening green skin. And she is, after all, so close that you're getting a very nice eyeful. Would it be right to turn your back? It'd be rude. Mightn't it also be unwise? Maybe facing her, watching one of her hands lift and drop to her butt in side profile for you to see how it jiggles, and the other arm across her chest lifting and dropping her tits, moving them slowly, slowly in circles, your attention on her ass, then back to her breasts, the unpredictable bounce and jiggle of her big bubble butt, and then the slow, regular, and definite up and down, left and right of her breasts. A sweet treat presenting itself. And you could learn so much. There are many things you will simply never know. You know, it's silly and funny, your walls, they're such a silly idea. The walls you have of your city, the walls in your head, the meaningless division between you and me. All of you. All of we. You could learn so much more if you just took those walls down and her breasts bounce and your attention is fixated upon her chest. Embrace me. Fixated. Embrace her. You could embrace her. She has her arms spread wide. She pushes them behind her back. A luxurious stretch which provides muscular tension and tugs her tendons tight, pulling her gorgeous mammaries upward. Those glistening globes appear oiled, though with what? With some sap or syrup? Would they be sweet if you licked the plant girl's nipples, following them with your tongue? As she playfully moved them side to side, out of reach, making your head, your mouth follow, your tongue stuck to them, fastened in place, keeping time with the sway, the sinuous movement of her entire body, except perhaps her feet. They seem buried in the ground, in the leaves below. Wait, how do you know? You're sucking her nipple. Her breasts warmly pushed against your face, her hands on your shoulders, your cheeks, grasping your cheeks and pulling you to her tit. She sways back and forth. She speaks, murmuring, her voice delicate and musical. Come closer, honey. Come nearer, right against me. Here, I will bring something up for you to lean against. Her leaves, which you imagine must have been underground, surrounding where her feet would be, close up, behind you, around you, until you are in a warm, green, pulsing room with her, and tendrils wind around your ankles. The glistening stuff is sweet. Her huge nipple is in your mouth, her tendrils finding their way up to massage your ass. Yes, honey, relax. Wouldn't it be lovely if all that stuff you didn't need were milked out of you? If you were a juicy treat for me, isn't that fair? After you've been wicking up the forest's bounty, only fair. You receive, and you give, and maybe you even receive more than you give. By the time I'm done, I'll give you a lovely fruit or two to take home. Suck, sway, follow. Flow, and her nipples do flow, dripping sweet, syrupy stuff onto your tongue. You swallow sweetness, fruit, clarity. Of course, your lips belong here. Of course, you should grind on the vines which have twined together to form a platform for you to sit on, or, more accurately, to kneel with your legs around. A perfect grinding point, getting just enough sensation, just enough friction. Good. That's right. Let it all out. I'll soak it all up. Don't you love the idea of nourishing me? Who knows what might sprout? You feel a massage at the base of your neck, something warm and slick being rubbed in. And it's a true massage. She's easing up all of your muscles, rubbing your back and shoulders, ensuring that you're nice and loose and limber and ready for whatever may come next. And you grind and grind, hips moving automatically. When she wants you to grind more readily, she moves backwards, moves back, and lets you follow, which causes you to grasp her about the hips. Oh, you're forward, aren't you, darling? Lovely. And she's pushing back into you. allowing your unbalanced position to put you under her leverage and at her mercy. Right against her breasts, you've been holding back so admirably. Don't you want to give in? Don't you want to begin? Yes, we haven't begun to have our fun, and you can. All you have to do is follow along and join me for a spell. The leaves of her vast flower have closed up, and the two of you begin to lower, to descend, to sink lower and lower, deeper into the ground, with her leaves around, just deep enough to provide a shade and coolness. But her body is warm. She's soaking up the fluids dripping from you in your sheer arousal, and the way her tendrils are moving suggests she's not content to just have you lean forward into her cleavage and hump against a mass of her vines to derive pleasure. She's licking her lips, and whatever thick, syrupy, gorgeous stuff is sliding onto your tongue from her 2-inch-long, very pert nipples. It's helping you accept. The bouncing image in your mind of her tits, the way she lured you in, the moments you don't quite remember, the soft, sweet smell in the air. It's here now, thicker, and she's very attentive. Her eyes glow a faint green, and that is the only illumination within her petals. Her vines are around your ankles, your wrists, but not to restrict them, just to rub more of that delicious massage oil and leave you limber, loose, like anything might fall out of your body, your mind, like your muscles themselves might just get untense for once. And your thoughts, with your mind untensed, the mind is just another muscle, and it can only hold on to so much. And her smiling face, her breasts against you, rubbing back and forth, the sweet scent of her and her pliable flesh all over. It's more than enough to hold on to. Why would your brain need anything else? Yes, lovely. Slide inside. I was just preparing you. Did you really think I wouldn't slip a delicious morsel like you into me, taste you directly? Let me just slide down here. I know you'll miss my breasts, but they haven't really gone anywhere, have they? Or rather, they've gone somewhere even better. Yes, around you, fuck my tits. My mouth will be here to catch you. Swing your hips, hump away. Let me taste your delicious, just what I needed. And if you want something to suck on, my vines are up there and all around, massaging. If you grind back on them, I'm sure they'll oblige your body. If you need to be filled as well as sucked on, thrust, pump, pump between my tits, where your gaze has gone, where your thoughts have gone, dribbling down me like so much of your delicious protein. Yes, good, delicious, you're delicious, you know. Remember the jiggling, tingling, bouncing. I looked so soft, you had to touch me, had to instinctively breathe deep. Sweet, isn't it? Just what you needed. Needed it so bad. You were here before you knew it. Before you knew anything at all. You'd begun to fall. And now you sink inside. Delicious. Let me pull you in and out. Squeeze my tits, pliable, warm, all around, covering you. And when I drool, it flows between and lubricates. And now you can look down and see them bounce around you. Magnificent. You're flowing so much. Drink me in. Taste me. Let me pull this out of you. Your shining length. Every vein standing up. You're magnificent. If you're good and come back, you should come back sometime. Shh. No, don't question it. Just thrust. So slippery. Are you close? Spurt when ready. Squirt when ready. Here in my container. Here in my leaves. Here between me. Within me. Nothing is wasted. I had to get you in here. You belong here. You can come back here. I know you now. Taste, scent, the things you put out of you, all the traces of you, the brilliant aura of colors which makes up your body and your mind, all of it flows out of you. Every time you leave the city, you're too energetic. Well, if you're not done yet, then I can give you a special treat. Here, my tits to suck on again. Good. And I can slide you right in here. Did you think that I didn't have another nice, tight, wet hole for you just because I used my mouth? Just because I needed to taste you with my tongue. You're delicious all over, and you can feel me all around, all over, up and down, just the tip inside. No moving. In here, I can move the entire room, my vines, give you leverage, or take it away. Hold those hips still. I'll be on top and ride you deep inside, in and out. Yes. Now you have permission. Move your hips in a circle. Stir me up inside. Put your cream on my walls. That dripping juice. It's so good. Better than anything here. Better than any other source of protein. I don't need much, not at my stage of life, but now that, I've felt you throbbing, pushing my petals apart, I need yours. Cream in me, squirt me, spread me. I want a cock spreading, come gushing expansion of your member. I want every drop so I can suck it deep inside and suck and keep sucking. Oh, you noticed? That? Yes, my insides work independently. All my muscles can work freely to move you, bring you to climax, and get you off. All my muscles, all my paddles, and my vines to move you in and out, up and down, stir you round. Oh, and that's why I've been coming since I dropped on it. Little ones suck my tits, obsess on my tits. Even though you want to return, suck and lick, push your face between them, feel them all around you. You belong here, in my chamber, between my tits. Think of them. See them. Eyes open or closed. See them bouncing. See them taking your thoughts and shaking them up like I'm shaking my hips, milking you out, empty, dry. Oh, no. Coming, come, stretch me, squirt me. Oh, milking you to every last drop. Have to. We're both creatures of instinct after all. Oh, come, climax, milked. Oh, I can clamp down as much as I want. The limitations. Of blood flow and restrictions, which will keep your pumping member from reaching its full potential. They don't apply to me. Perfect suction. I'm a perfect extraction device, licking you while you are nestled inside. My tendrils even reach. Oh, reach all. So full. So much. How do you make so much? I'll be fed for a very, very long time. Let me clean you up. Come back. Return. When you come back, I'll be here waiting. Oh, don't worry. I may be full, but I'll find more room. And if you should miss these, yes, kiss them, suck on them, obsess over them, dream upon them. Wish for them. If you should miss these, you'll not need to wait until you have a full, complete load of cream for me. I love all your fluids, every drip and drop. I love that look on your face. Here, you're drooling. Kiss me. Mwah. Delicious, delectable thing. See the bounce, soft, bouncy, filling your brain. Suctioning, wicking away what you don't need. I'll suction and wick away what you don't need. All that cream, all those thoughts, all that space that wasn't occupied by my tits. That was such a sad place to be. Your tit-empty head, and now you're empty for my tits instead. Good. Better, best. I'm full of your seed, my delicious meal. I'm keeping it inside. I'll sap it away. I'll be dyed in your flavor for a while, you know. I doubt I'll be hunting anyone else. I still need to savor. Oh, you do like those. You're really sucking away. Good. Keep it up. The stronger the memory, the easier your return. And when you return, I know what you like even more. Even better. One more kiss. Oh, I didn't mean my lips. Though that was lovely. One more kiss for these. Kiss them. Smooch them. By the time you take your mind out of this deep, deep valley, I won't even be here. But I will return. Good. Just kiss. See the bounce. Feel the echo. The resonation. Just a dream. Just a fading, body-quaking dream. I'm nothing more than a good dream. One you can only have in this place, in my embrace. As I bounce and you drop all your thoughts, drop what you're doing. Drop it all for me. Drop for me. Suck and kiss and bounce. Warm and soft and gone for me. Whenever you see what you love to see, all of me. Bouncing away, even in your dreams, even if it seems to all be a dream. I'll see you soon. You'll see me sooner. Good. One last look, and then I'll bury away. Enjoy the memory of you.